Good morning. This is Noreen and Deanna with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. The Department of Transport and Main Roads has ordered the shutdown of Streetside Charity in North Ipswich. The free shop is a community cupboard stocked with canned food, women's sanitary products, children's toys, and other items donated by neighbourhood volunteers. In a letter to residents, the department said it was an offence to abandon goods or dump materials on state-controlled land. Shop founder Mina Libb opened the shop outside her house 15 months ago and said the items were not on the pavement and did not obstruct pedestrians.
In national news, a woman has been killed and a man seriously injured in a shark attack in New South Wales. Emergency services were called to Crowdy Bay at around 6:30 a.m. where police confirmed both victims in their 20s were involved. Despite the help of witnesses on the beach, the woman died before paramedics arrived. The beach has been closed as experts work to identify the shark involved in the attack.
In more news, Suicide Prevention Australia has issued its Adverse Childhood Experiences and Suicide Report today, calling for urgent action to support Australia's most vulnerable. The report draws on community and organisational consultation and an extensive review of local and international research. Based on 34 studies and more than 50,000 participants, the analysis estimated childhood maltreatment accounted for a substantial proportion of mental health conditions. The organisation's chief executive says it's time to get serious, with finds of depression, anxiety, and substance use disorders are linked to childhood maltreatment.
In international news, Queensland's conservationist and wildlife photographer Robert Owen has won the current season of Dancing with the Stars. Paired with professional dancer Whitney Carson, Irwin pulled off an impressive choreography week after week to win the series, following in the footsteps of his sister Bindi, who also won the series 10 years ago. In the series, separate dedication performances were made out to his mother, Terry Irwin, and his late father, Steve Irwin. Earlier in the season, Irwin donated his entire $5 million in recent tour bonuses and sponsorship earnings to build a series of homeless support centres in Beerwah, Queensland.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is hot, humid, and a terrible day to be a cold glass of water. It's currently 32 degrees with an expected maximum of 37. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Custard.
The Johnnies.
Kazunga Attack.
Monster Zoku on Som.
Dad Fight.
Mark N.
The Disables.
Combat Wombat.
Go Go Bumhole.
Paul Abad.
Viper Snatch.
Mitch Please.
Cole Outcrop's Half Star Band.
Gorigula.
The Disdained. And so many more playing at Gig City Saturday, the 29th of November, 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. across three stages at Brightside.
Tickets are just $60 for subscribers via Oztix. Gig City is part of 4ZZZ's 50th celebrations.
Presented by Punk Fest, Lockdown and Renegade Playground, proud sponsors of 4ZZZ.